Puppies Online, Treasure Hunt, by Jennifer Gray and Amanda Swift. Read by Jot Davis. Chapter 1. The Giant Breadstick. On a fine summer's day, a little brown puppy called Einstein was sitting on the back seat of a little black car, checking the details of his holiday on his owner's tablet computer. "New kennel in an old lighthouse," he read. "Fresh food, lots of walks, and good company." He scratched his ear. "I hope it's a balanced diet," he thought. Not far behind Einstein's car, Puzzle, a big, fluffy, grey and white puppy, leaned out of a window of a smart grey saloon. As the car passed through a sleepy seaside town, he watched a lollipop lady help some children cross the road. She reminded Puzzle of a criminal he'd once seen in a TV detective show. "I wonder if she's a part-time gangster," he thought. Coming along the road soon after Puzzle was a third car, with a puppy called Bounce inside it. She was a black and white, medium-sized puppy with floppy ears and a waggy tail. She swayed about in the back of a muddy white Jeep.
"I wish I could jump out and run through the long grass," she thought.
A few minutes later, the three cars drew up outside a tall, thin building on a cliff. The puppies tumbled out.
"Wow! A giant breadstick!" said Bounce.
"It's not a breadstick, it's a lighthouse," said Einstein.
"Where's the light then?"
Bounce asked.
"Maybe someone's stolen it," said Puzzle.
"No, it's just been turned off,"
Einstein explained. "It's not needed anymore. Ships nowadays have their own equipment to keep them away from the rocks, and the lighthouse has been turned into a kennel instead."
"Oh," said Bounce. "Do you want to play?"
she asked, giving Einstein a friendly lick.
"I might want to play," said Einstein, moving away. "But if someone's going to lick me, I like to know their name first." "I'm Bounce," said Bounce. "I'm a Springer Spaniel. Who are you?"
"Einstein." He puffed out his chest.
"I'm a very clever dachshund. I'm named after a famous scientist who..."
Einstein didn't finish his sentence because Bounce had bounced off to say hello to the third puppy. Einstein trotted over to join them.
"I'm Puzzle," said Puzzle. "And if you're so clever,"
he turned to Einstein,
"what type of dog am I?"
"An old English sheepdog,"
Einstein said immediately.
"You don't look old,"
said Bounce to Puzzle.
"I'm not. I'm a puppy like you,"
Puzzle said.
"So why are you called old?" asked Bounce.
"I'm not. I'm called Puzzle."
"Did you know old English sheepdogs date from..."
Einstein began. But once again, he didn't get a chance to finish what he was saying. This time, it was because a girl who looked about 9 ran up to the puppies and tried to cuddle them all at once. Einstein thought she might be interested in the history of sheepdogs, but then he remembered that although puppies could understand what humans said, humans couldn't understand what puppies barked.
"Here you are at last! I'm so excited to see you," said the girl. "I'm Jackie. I'm staying with my granddad all week so I can help look after you."
Einstein brushed his head against her ankle. She laughed and bent down to stroke his silky coat.
"You must be Einstein."
She looked at his collar and smiled.
"What a smart collar! I've never seen one with a bow tie before."
She turned to Puzzle and gave his head a pat.
"And fluffy Puzzle! What a long fringe you have. I'd better trim it while you're here, or else you might not be able to see where you're going and fall in a cowpat."
Bounce's owner had brought a tin of dog biscuits. Bounce grabbed one of the biscuits and dropped it at Jackie's feet.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?